News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Dang, young Isaac. They already lined up on the phones to call me a white supremacist. I hadn't even said anything yet. These people are just programmed. I'm all up in their heads. Hey, friends, it's your little buddy TJ up in here. I don't know what's going on the rest of Charlotte radio tonight, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It's nothing even compared to what we're going to be doing in the next 2 hours. I mean, this is going to be fire up in here. I'm not even joking. I was not joking. Now, if you don't believe me, let's go ahead. I'm gonna start off the show by letting you hear the voice of the devil. If not the devil, the voice of a devil. A devil on earth. A vicious, vicious person who's wrapped in the cloth of a fake pastor. A pastor of disaster. A pretend pastor. We talk about him all the time. His name's Jamal Bryant. He's from Atlanta. He runs a Black Power church. He's a Black Power pastor. And he is out to do his people no good because he wants to keep them down. He wants to lie from the pulpit. He wants to lie to the people who look to him as their spiritual leader. And he has done it once again. Now, I follow this clown on social media. Why? Because I want to keep up with him. I want him in my sights at all times, see what he's got going on. And he looks evil to me. He looks evil. Fake. And he made a video. He's sitting there looking at the camera. The other day I saw the video of him. He was preaching. And he left the big tag on his suit jacket, on the arm of his suit jacket, the big, huge tag that said Gucci on it. Isn't that cool? Nothing gaudy and braggadocious about that, is it? Now, he would say he's preaching, you know, that showing that God wants everybody to be fruitful and successful. You know, he makes all those sounds while he's preaching. But this is just him sitting, looks like he's sitting in his office in a Yankees jacket, talking to the camera. Like he's, you know, he's Mr. Calm, Mr. Loving, the good Reverend. And he's talking about this guy that that we mentioned. We were one of the first ones to talk about this situation when the story broke of the man who is an illegal alien that was the superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa. And he had been going through various school systems as a boss and an illegal alien who had who was on the lam, basically. He was running from the law. Then when they caught up with him at his office in the school board of Des Moines, Iowa, he fled. Deserted his car. They found his car deserted and had a handgun in it, a bunch of cash. He was trying to get away because he knew that he had broken the law and that they were looking for him. Now, what does the good Reverend Jamal Bryant, what does he say about it? Listen.
Hey, family. I just got off the phone with Dr. Ian Roberts.
Oh.
Superintendent of schools in Iowa, a brother who is an Olympiad, came here from Guyana, and was one of my members at Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, preacher.
Proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated,
so
52
proud.
Years of age, has been apprehended by ICE. And I want you to see what has happened.
What has happened, brother?
They have stripped him of his board state credentials. Mm. So he can no longer serve. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty.
Right, right, right.
They're talking about shipping him out of the country.
Sure.
As his pastor, I was prepared to fly to Iowa to stand with him in court, and they have not even given him a date yet.
Such a good man.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes open.
Yes.
Because the government is shut down. But the jail cells are wide open.
That's right.
They started this conversation saying it was about immigration. But largely we see that a predatory move is on the rise.
Yeah.
He was pulled over in a school company car.
No.
Which means somebody had to drop dying.
No way.
And somebody didn't want this black man to leave.
Oh, no.
All of us. We've got to keep our head on the swivel.
That's right.
Let's pray for our brothers and sisters across the diaspora who are living in the yet-to-be United States of America.
Yes, Lord.
And let's fight on until there's liberty and justice for all.
Praise the Lord.
Dr. Ian, we're praying for you.
Oh.
And I'm standing with you.
Yeah, we're standing with you. We're standing with you. Brother Ian, we're standing with you. Sick. This is sick. You know what he's doing here? He is using this situation to lie to black people and scare black Americans into thinking that they're next. The government is closed, but the jail cells are open. Keep your head on a swivel. Because this ain't about illegal immigration. They told us it was. Well, yes, it is. The man is an illegal alien. That's why he was detained. That's why he was arrested, brother. Because he is an illegal alien. But you see, the good Reverend Jamal Bryant, he's trying to make everybody believe that it's just a black and white thing. The government is out to get the black man. And why? Because he wants black people to be scared. And he wants black people to be held down. And he wants black people to hate the white government. So there is always division. And he always has power. That's why. You see, he presents it as it's just a black man. Just they stripped this black man of his certifications. Not one word did he mention that the guy is actually an illegal alien. And illegal aliens are detained. And they are given a date in immigration court. They don't have the same situations that other people would have who are American citizens. And he knows that. The good, wonderful, angelic Reverend Jamal Bryant knows that. He knows that. But he wants people to think that if they just walk out of their house as a black person in America, they walk out of their house and they can be snatched up by the racist government and thrown into a jail cell that's left open for them. That's why they got to keep their head on a swivel. And what does this messaging do? It doesn't do the people he claims to love any good at all. It does them harm, and he knows it. He knows it. And that's what's so sad about it. It's like, how many people with that message that he put out on Instagram and TikTok or wherever else it was today, how many people that look to him as their spiritual leader are now terrified? And they think that the government is out to get them, snatch them off the street and send them to another country somewhere. It's sick. It's pathetic. So not only does he not care about the black people he claims to champion, he's actually working against them. And he knows that he's following the game plan. Why? Because this is in my opinion, this is a Marxist. This is Marxist tactics. Because he was all into Black Lives Matter, which was an admitted, you know, Marxist organization. It's on their website. But again, it makes it even worse that he's claiming to be a man of God, presents himself as a man of God, when all he's doing, from what I can see, is enriching himself and maintaining power over people who look to him for guidance so he can cause chaos and division in the country. Oh, yeah. That's what he's doing. Okay. So, I think we're off to a good start, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think, Isaac? We good on the starting?
I like it.
All right. At the starting gate here. So, I'm sure a lot of people will want to comment on that. So, 704-570-1110 is the number. Call it or text it. You can text it. Thanks to Liberty Buick GMC. Hang on. More coming up.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Whoa. Oh, I'm not going to lie. We just stirred them up already tonight. And I don't care. I do not care. And I know I talk about this a lot because I think it's funny most of the time. All of the people that write in these texts into the studio, and every time I say something that's not just bragging on everything liberals do or everything, whenever I call out some portion of the culture as being bad and for society and doing their people wrong and all, as I do about these fake preachers. And I mean, it's just like clockwork. You're a racist, white supremacist. You're going to burn in hell. You're a blah, 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 blah. And let me tell you something. I know you're out there listening constantly because you're trying to catch me on things that you can just, you know, you're trying to get to me. Let me make it as clear as I possibly can. If you listen to the things that I say and you call me or think that I am a white supremacist or a racist or a Nazi or whatever other just shallow go-to arguments that the left has about somebody they disagree with, if you think that about me and you're writing in to tell me, or you're trying to call in here and tell me, I don't care what you think of me. Let me look. This is for the camera now. Let me put my pretty green eyes right in the camera and take off my old man glasses so there are no glare. There's no glare on them at all. I don't care what you think about me. I do not care. You are the problem, not I. You're not going to call or write into here and call me names and act like that those names are going to be a smart bomb against me, so I'll shut up. It doesn't work like that with me. I'm not that guy. Because the truth is what I speak. And I speak the truth for the betterment of all people, especially those who are being conned by the left, the Marxists, communists, liberals on the left, who want to keep people down for their own benefit and for their own enrichment and self-interest and power. I am bringing the message of good and outing these people for what they are, fake liars. And if you're too short-sighted or too blinded by the rhetoric on the other side to see that, and all you can come up with is that you're going to call me a Nazi or a white supremacist or a racist or whatever, keep it on. Keep it on. Keep listening. I don't care what you think, because you're wrong. And you probably are a miserable person all the time. Nothing you think about me is true, so I don't care. If you think I'm going to start, trying to disprove you and your wild accusations about who I am and what I am, forget it. Forget it. You know why? Because I don't care what you think. I don't. But if you want to keep sending your little messages in here and all, I laugh at them with Isaac during the breaks because they're so way off base and so opposite of the truth. And I know you get a thrill out of sending them in here because you get attention from it. But I just want you to know, once again, I don't care what you think. I'm just a quirky, funny little guy on the radio. Why are you so upset anyway? I don't have any power. I don't even get paid to be here. Why are you so mad at me? I'm probably the least powerful person in this town. You ought to just chalk me up as being a crazy idiot and going about your, but you ought to be laughing at me. That's what you ought to be doing. Instead of letting me get under your skin. Bunch of silly goofs. That's what y'all are. Look at this. Wait, I got time to take a, yeah. Let's see. Hey, Mark.
Hey there, man.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Oh, not much, man. I want to cheer you on. Don't let any of these people get you down, man. Like, you are speaking the truth 100% every single time, and you're the most transparent individual that I hear on the radio. I work a lot, and one of my favorite things to do when I get in my car and drive home is to listen to the TJ Ritchie show. And
wow, that's great. Thank you so much. No, I appreciate that.
No problem, like, at all. Like, I mean, and I think what's really crazy to me, and it's a little heartbreaking because I've been born and raised in Charlotte, all right? And I'm 26 years old. That's not super old, but that's old enough. I've spent my whole life here. And, you know, more people are getting more irritated about a man who's got 11 listeners, quote unquote, on the radio than worrying about an individual who got stabbed on a train because of the very same people that these individuals vote for. And I think it's really important.
Yeah, and the message that I'm bringing is just what I think, it's what I feel, it is exactly what is in my heart, because I think there are so many people who are held captive by this crooked, terrible party called the Democrats.
Yeah, and it's an ideology, so many people, man. Yeah. It's not even a party. It's an ideology. Like, that's what it is.
Liberalism has pretty much turned into a religion. It's like their religion, and that's why when somebody comes along who's just, I mean, I'm not an intellectual by any means, any of that stuff. If somebody comes along and says, hey, what you've been brainwashed by is awful. It's an awful message. Let me tell you the truth so you can free yourself from. They can't process it. It's just like you've just told them that everything that they've ever known their entire life has been wrong, which it has when it comes to politics and the culture and everything. If they've been Democrats their whole lives, then yes, they've been fed a line of lies, and it's hampered their lives as well as the rest of the culture. Mark, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you being out there. And if you say, you know, you're 26, that's super young to me, you know.
Oh, so, well, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being out there, brother. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay. So that's nice. Look at that. Can we get along? Can't we get along? You see, I love all the peoples. That's my problem. I love too much. I'm just too giving of myself. That's what it is. All right. So we got to take a break. And Isaac looks like he just got an earful on the phone over there. Hopefully it wasn't from somebody in an office in the building.
They all love you, dude. Okay, I can't get them off the phone.
Okay, cool. Love that. Love you too. Mm. All right. So we got more coming up. Hang on.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hear the TJ Richey Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichey.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjrichey.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichey.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
I love this job. I didn't know that I was going to love it as much as I do. I always wanted to do this. Obviously, if I'm doing it for free, I've always wanted a chance to do this type of talk radio. But I really didn't know how much I was going to enjoy it. And I didn't think it would be as fun and funny as it is. That was my plan. My plan was to bring humor into the news talk world. And I know a lot of hosts do funny things and all that. That Pete Callender's funny. That's on at some point today, during the day. Some people say he's on from noon to three. That's what I heard. But anyway, yeah, he's funny. Well, they all have funny moments. But I wanted to bring in, you know, just my style of humor. And I don't know. I'm just really really liking it, and I hope I get to continue doing this. I mean, I can do it out of my house. It's just, if they don't want me here, I can just sit and yell out my window like a crazy person. See if anybody wants to listen to it. But I did something funny today, Isaac. I thought it was funny. It made me laugh. And you know, when you do something, you're all alone, and you just start laughing at yourself. That's the best. That is the best. So I'm gonna test it to see if you think it was funny what I did.
All right.
So I follow a lot of these idiots on social media so I can just keep up with the lies and all that they're telling and use them for fodder. Don Lemon is one. Dandy Don, Sassy Don Lemon is one of the complete idiots that we use for fodder here. And he was on his social media today. Now, it looks like he's doing some type of a podcast or something, but this is just one of those little real things, R-E-E-L things on Instagram, and he had to edit it several times to get what he was trying to say in there, which is not good. But a lot of times people who come from the news anchor world are not good at elaborating in their own words. They're used to reading from a teleprompter, so that may have been the hang up for him. But anyway, he's going on and he's being all smug, and he's acting like, you know, he's trying to be a talk show host now, podcaster, I guess, for the left. And he goes in with those same Democrat lies. The government shut down because of Republicans. It's a Republican shutdown, and we need to be afraid of ICE, and just all of the talking points of the left. And I happened to catch it just as it went up, because he does have a lot of followers. I mean, the man's been a national figure for a long time. And so I happened to catch it when it first went up, and there were only like five comments at that point. So I jumped on it. And I said, ha ha, you're such a lying clown. By the way, you're getting fat. He's not getting fat. He actually looks really good. But to a gay man who you know that he's putting a lot of work into how he looks, if you tell him he's fat, it's just like telling a woman she's fat. I love that.
You know, that really hit home coming from a young white man like yourself. Well,
and a fat white man at that. No, he likes in-shape white men. He's married to one. And then I started thinking, I bet if he has a social media person, which I'm sure he does, I mean, he's a multimillionaire. And it's not because of his talent, I'll tell you that, and his brains. It's not because of that. But his social media person, I'm surprised let that stay, because I just looked, and it's still up there, and it's got a like on it. Somebody else liked it. You know, I would think that they'd try to protect him from seeing that kind of stuff. Now, not protect him from seeing anybody complaining or disagreeing with him, but somebody saying that he's getting fat. And if you say getting fat, then it puts a different seed in their head than if you say that they are fat. Because you say, dang, Don, you're fat. He can look at him, God, I'm not fat. I look at him, see, I'm not fat. But you say you're getting fat, then it's like, wait, have I put on weight? I've been working hard. Do I really look like I've put on weight?
It would be hilarious if over the next couple months he just starts shedding pounds.
And I got his head. Maybe that's what I'll start doing. Like once a week, I'll just start making a comment about his weight. But don't get me wrong. We disagree, and I think he's ridiculous, and I think he's a terrible person. But he does look good. I mean, man, he's older than I am, I think. He looks good. That's what makes it funny. If he was really fat, it wouldn't do any good to insult him. Like, that's what I say. If he responded back to me and called me fat, that wouldn't be a strong insult, because I'd be like, I know.
Okay. Yeah, the sky's also blue. Appreciate it.
I would say, you should have seen me 8 weeks ago before I got on that PhD weight loss. I done lost 30 lbs in the past 2.5 months. So that's what I'm saying. Like, once I get rid of the rest of this candy coating, when I get my goal, then if somebody says I'm getting fat, I'll be all paranoid about it. As of now, like, and people do, they write in all the time, you know, they throw that insult in there as well when they're trying to get at me. And again, it just shows you can throw that insult out all you want. It's not landing, because I get it. That's like Lindsay that works on my other show. I do a syndicated morning show as well as this one. It's called the TJ and Riggins Show. And the woman on our show's name is Lindsay, and we call her Lynn. Her family calls her Lynn. That's her nickname, Lynn for short. And yesterday I came up with the nickname Double Chin Lynn.
Oh, no.
Because she's not fat at all, you know. And it was,
like calling a
it was actually a video clip of a woman who said that her name was Lindsay, and she had a double, she said in school they called her Double Chin Lynn. But yeah, it hits differently. I hate to sound like the kids, it hits differently, you know. You know, like that. But Double Chin Lynn, Don Lemon getting fat. Ooh, you putting it on, you packing on the pounds, Don. And I bet if you told him he's looking wrinkly too, that'd be you're getting some wrinkles, because he's probably Botoxed to hell and back. Which, hey, I ain't mad at him. Hey, that's what you want to do, do it. I'm just looking to poke at him, that's all. Isn't that fun? So, yeah, it'd be like if somebody called me, you know, said something about me being bald. All right. I know. But that still hurts. Oh, it hurts. All right. Let me put on my old man glasses, even though they are stylish. They're my old man reading glasses, my readers. And let's see what we might be having next. Let's see. Oh, I know what we're going to have next. We're going to have something that I found today, and it made me kind of choke up. It's a historical piece that it was profound when all of it was said, and it still remains relevant and profound today, just as much so, if not more. Okay? So, that's coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. is radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Thanks for all of the kind words that are coming in from the smart people. We got it broken down into smart people that listen to the show and then the others. Smart people agree with me. It's just that simple. And it's always been that way. Before I ever had a microphone in my face, the smart people always agreed with me. You hear me? You hear me? All right, so we are seriously in a dangerous situation in our culture. The Marxist indoctrination of our young people has been going on for several cycles now of ages. The left has controlled all aspects of our education system. As a matter of fact, a government-run education system is one of the pillars of communism from Engels and Marx. We shouldn't even have the government in charge of our education. That is a communist concept. But a big number of young people today do not have a full understanding of what socialism is really about and how destructive it is to every society where it's been tried. And these Marxist professors, and yes, even, you know, the indoctrination they get from the left in public schools before they even get to college in a lot of situations. And it's not always the teachers. The teachers have to follow what the administrators hand down. You know, and the administrators are most of the time, they're basically just, you know, government agents. My mom was a public teacher in Louisiana, and she used to not like it very much when I said she was a public a government agent. But that's what teachers are. But government agents aren't always bad. But anyway, they've been brainwashed, the young people, to think that socialism is actually the best way to go, and capitalism, when we're talking about it just, you know, strictly as an economic theory, that socialism just hasn't been tried the right way. You know, that's what the American Marxists always say. Well, it hasn't been tried. Bernie Sanders.
Well, yes, of course. Well, it's never worked the way it should, because it's never been done the right way. You mean you implement it the right way, and it would be great for everybody.
And he knows he's lying. He knows he's lying, Bernie. You know you're lying. But I'm pretty sure that the philosophies and the doctrine of our 40th president of the United States of America, Ronald Wilson Reagan, are not taught in school today in the public schools under college and then also in college, especially in college. So there's a clip that I found. I think it's 3 minutes. So we got 3 minutes of Ronald Reagan when he was president and even before he was president, talking about the dangers of socialism. And if you hear this, you want young people in your family to hear it, make sure you go get the podcast later when it gets posted. Go to WBT.com for the podcast, or TJRitchie.com for it. Okay, here we go. Ronald Reagan on socialism.
We've been creeping closer to socialism, a system that someone once said works only in heaven where it isn't needed, and in hell where they've already got it.
We call this idea socialism. Socialists believe humankind would be better off without economic freedom, and so they seek to replace it with rules and regulations. And if there's one tragic lesson the 20th century has taught us, it is that the social engineers cannot tailor the human soul to fit the fashions of the present day, no matter how they try. For the truth is, men cannot design humankind. Capitalism, not socialism, is the most progressive, revolutionary, and powerful economic force for good in the world today. For only where freedom lives is economic growth strong. Does opportunity thrive, and are the forces of human betterment always at work? Socialist countries are held down by a gravity of their own making, and America, something like a rocket shooting to the stars. Castro was making a speech to a large assembly, and he was going on at great length, and then a voice out in the crowd said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And he went on speaking, and again the voice said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And about the fourth time this happened, he stopped in his regular speech, and he said, the next time he says that, he says, "I'm going to find out who he is and kick him all the way to Miami." And everybody in the crowd said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack."
It doesn't require expropriation or confiscation of private property or business to impose socialism on a people. What does it mean whether you hold the deed to the or the title to your business or property if the government holds the power of life and death over that business or property? And such machinery already exists. The government can find some charge to bring against any concern it chooses to prosecute. Every businessman has his own tale of harassment. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
Throughout the world, the failure of socialism is evident. There's an underground joke that's told in the Soviet Union, for example, about a teacher who asked one of the young students, Ivan, what life is like in the United States. And dutifully, Ivan said, "Half the people are unemployed and millions are hungry or starving." "Well, then," the teacher asks, "and what is the goal of the Soviet Union?" Ivan said, "To catch up with the United States."
So, you see, nothing is new. The only thing is the intensity of the message and the percentage of people who are receiving it in a positive way. The message is, from the socialists, from the left, from the Marxists, the communocrats, so forth. And too many young people are going with it. They're buying it. This Mom Donnie in New York that's going to be the mayor, he's got all these people fooled into thinking that he's going to be better for them and he's going to help them and you know, legalizing prostitution to help those who have to do prostitution, sex work, seizing property from building owners, controlling rent, government grocery stores, all of these types of things. These are not new ideas. These are things that people throughout history, brutal leaders have enacted onto their people. And always the Democrats in America who are all, you know, there's no such thing as a democratic socialist. There are socialists and then there are Marxist-leaning socialists. And then there are people like Bernie Sanders who are full-fledged red communists. It's not good for our people. History proves that. We are the most wealthy, successful, and charitable country in the history of the world. No socialist nation could ever claim that. Only a capitalist system where people are free to make as much of themselves as they want could provide the world with what we have provided. So tell your kids not to believe this socialist crap. We got to start changing the way they receive this message. Hang on, TJ on the News is coming up.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Oh, let me find what we're going to be talking about here. All right, I got it. So, young Isaac, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lonnie Ray, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, lead story.
Mommy is in the kitchen making sandwiches. Sandwiches for lunch.
An Australian dock worker has won his job back after he was fired for, among other things, telling a colleague that he had put his man business in his Subway sandwich. He said, "I put my in your Subway sandwich." Robert Smith is 62. And he was fired. We're talking about a guy that works on the docks. I mean, you know, not exactly what you would expect to be, you know, coming out of cotillion, you know. So he tells the guy, "Hey, I put my business in your sandwich." So he was fired from his job, and they said he'd been working there since 2009. His employer accused him of showing male coworkers bikini-clad photos of female colleagues, telling one that he had spat on the sandwich and had also put his, you know, whatever, in the sandwich, calling a colleague a useless piece of fill-in-the-blank and a condescending fill-in-the-blank. So he took his former employer to the Australian Fair Work Commission and argued unreasonable dismissal, with the commission ultimately ruling in his favor. So they said the fact that he said those things and showed pictures, bikini pictures of his female coworkers and all that, is not grounds for dismissal. So give him his job back and pay him how much you owe him for the time that he wasn't working.
The sandwich commission said that?
Yeah, it was the Subway Sandwich Commission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Australian Fair Work Commission. Now, that's not, you know, the fair work, like working at the fair.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How is that not grounds for dismissal, though?
I thought it was funny when you said he was fired. I didn't think that. Obviously, he was fired.
Yeah.
No, never mind. Pay him his back pay. He's back. He's back. He's back Monday.
Right.
Protect your sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say. Now, who's bringing a sandwich to work now that he's coming back? Nobody.
I'm eating at the house.
Mm. Okay, next story. Portsmouth police in Rhode Island said that they had arrested 36-year-old Kayla McReel the other night at 12:52 a.m. after a vehicle stop, and she showed signs of being intoxicated. So they took her into the jail, called her husband to come get her. He got there. Guess what was wrong with him?
What was that?
He was also drunk. So the husband and the wife got DUIs right there together.
Man, that's got to be entrapment. He told her,
I got to come get her.
Yeah, but they didn't know he was drunk. They didn't suspect he was drunk. They just said, "Hey, your wife, you know, she's been detained here for DUI, suspicion of DUI." And then he's the one that said, "Hey, well, I've had a few. Maybe they won't notice."
He had the conversation with himself of, "Would I rather get a DUI or deal with her if I made her stay in jail tonight?"
See, he could have said easily what I'm sure Lonnie would have said was, "Hey, baby, I'm sorry. I've been drinking. So you don't want both of us to get a DUI. You're just going to have to stay in there for the night.
I'll pick you up in the morning, baby."
Yeah.
Somebody's got to drive you to court.
Hey, Lonnie would have ball game going. Sitting there in the quiet. All right, finally.
And the last thing I gave her was the bird. Oh, the last thing I gave her.
There's a guy in Florida that's being accused of being deranged. I don't know. You can judge for yourself. He has peacocks as pets.
Oh, crazy.
A lot of people in Florida, for some reason, I've noticed, have peacocks. And his neighbor is an animal lover, one of those animal freaks, not just somebody that likes animals. She's an animal freak and thinks that, I guess she thinks she can communicate with them and all that. So she's always feeding them through the fence. And he kept telling her, don't feed the peacocks. Stop feeding my peacocks. So she kept doing it according to him. And then he finally had enough of it. So what he did to seek revenge on her, so I told you to stop feeding them. I told you to stop feeding them. So here, and he hands her this letter that he had written, and what it was detailed description of how he slaughtered them and ate them.
Oh, man. Golly.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
He ate his own pets just to spite the woman, show her, don't be in my business. I told you to stay out of my business. And you love these things so much, you killed them, basically. Their blood is on your hands.
I ain't never heard of somebody eating a peacock in my life.
But, hey, I'm not knocking it. I would try it. What's the difference in that and a chicken or something, or a turkey?
Way more colorful.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't eat the feathers.
Yeah.
You always talk about white, light meat and dark meat last night. Mm-hmm. What's peacock?
I bet it's a rainbow meat. Probably juicier than white meat, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we get Colonel Sanders' nephew to get those 11 herbs and spices.
We're going to add this to our chicken shack.
You wouldn't try somebody cook a peacock? You wouldn't try? They said, we haven't fried peacock tonight.
Yeah, I try.
Hey, what did y'all bring into the tailgate? Peacock?
All right.
But they arrested the guy. I mean, they arrested him. He's still in jail for
whoa.
Because of the way he killed them. They said was excessive pain on animals or something, like an animal cruelty charge. You can't eat your own fowl. I know you can't eat a dog. Great. It's illegal to eat a dog, but
it used to be a free country, man.
But it's because we have social norms in the country and standards.
Yep.
But I mean, if y'all had ostrich and emu and all that, right? You tried that?
No. I've had gator.
I've had
bear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, we're focusing on birds here.
Okay.
Chicken.
I had a cheeseburger yesterday.
I did have a big chicken last night, if that counts.
Yeah, but, so I would eat the peacock. I've had, the ostrich and emu and all. What I was going to say is it's closer to it's more of a substitute for beef than chicken. It tastes an ostrich burger tastes way more like a regular burger than a turkey burger does.
So you've had an ostrich burger.
Ostrich, emu, yeah.
So you didn't actually have like
fried thighs and stuff on an ostrich.
That's what I'm thinking.
Those things would be huge, wouldn't they?
Golly.
I'd tear that up.
That's your meal prep for a week.
That's that good dark meat.
I'd have to break out my big turkey fryer that I use on Thanksgiving to cook that.
Golly.
But I'd do it. Mm. They even have thighs, though? Yeah, they got to.
Dude, they'd be tough, man. Those things run like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Some big legs,
my
man.
Dad used to have emu. He there was like this emu craze in the early 90s. People thought that was going to be
life.
Yeah, look it up. People they take every part of the emu and make cosmetics out of it and all this. My dad's like a get rich quick scheme. He bought a bunch of them, and then a lot of people did, and then it ended up falling apart, and people were just turning them loose because they didn't want to keep feeding them, paying to feed them, so they just turn them loose. You'd see these emus just running through the city.
Every time I see that commercial, I'm gonna start getting hungry then.
That
emu,
and Doug.
I bet those gators were tearing up those emus in Louisiana.
Sure,
It happened. It was ugly.
But I used to get called because my dad would be out of town working, and then some of his emus would get out, and then we got to go round those things up. I'm like,
what?
I'm not.
How? You know, how do you wrangle an emu?
You just got to do it. You just got like you would any other type of, like a chicken or something. You just get it back into the thing. A lot of them just, they were gone. Because you know they can't fly.
Yeah, how big are emus?
Yeah, they're flightless. They're just under the size of an ostrich.
Dude, I'm not. Hey, if you want to be out, man. That's up to you.
Yeah, but he ended up losing money on that deal. I think a lot of people did. y'all juggle that. The emu phase of the 90s. Emu craze of the 90s.
You think I can fit one in my chicken coop? I kind of want to get one now.
I don't know. I think you like raising those chickens and all. You probably like emus. Big old eggs on those things.
I'm going to go way up on my prices for the emu eggs.
Lonnie, your girlfriend likes the eggs that Isaac's chickens lay, so we let him get some emus.
Man, I'm telling you, we love them eggs, Isaac.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Get you some ducks.
No.
Duck eggs are delicious.
Ducks are nasty.
The eggs are delicious. The yolk on them is thick and rich. Mm.
I honestly don't know if I've ever had a duck egg.
Yeah, well, you should. I think I've eaten every animal. Growing up in Louisiana, you're just like, oh, well, if it had parents, yeah, I'll eat that.
If it had parents.
I mean, one of our favorite things is, little scavenger bottom feeder things that are in ditches and all. Crawfish.
Crawfish, like
the nastiest thing, you know.
Nah, crawfish is good, man.
I know, but they're nasty. Like, who would have ever thought about eating that being a delicacy?
Somebody had to be expensive. Hungry.
Mm-hmm. We was all hungry. We was all hungry. All right, that's it for TJ on the news.
The TJ Richey Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
It's just one of those days.
That's what this song is. It's by I think Gaston County's own Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit.
I know he's from Gaston County.
I believe so. I believe he is. Or at least he lived there for a while in his ute. I believe. North Cackalack. All right, you got something to say? I know you do. Everybody always got something to say. Always trying to be saying something. 1-800-WBT-1110. If you want to use that, or 704-570-1110. Text that 704-570-1110 number. Driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right, I guess I should say something about the government shutdown. Even though I'm not as interested in that as I am other things. But hey, look, I'm here to serve the public. That's what I'm here for. I'm a public servant. So, the government is shut down, and it doesn't mean what they try to make you believe it means. And then when these things happen, which it happens all the time, they're either a warning that we are close to a government shutdown if we don't come up with an agreement, or either there is a government shutdown and the Republicans blame the Democrats and the Democrats blame the Republicans. However, the Republicans are always right in that it is always the Democrats' fault. The Democrats say, you know, we want these radical, outlandish things, and we are ready to work with the Republicans for bipartisan agreement, which just means they agree to, if the Republicans agree to what we want, then that's bipartisan. And to their credit, a lot of times the Republicans through history, most times the Republicans have said, okay, just don't call us names. But not this crop of Republicans so far. But I did run across one of the cringiest things that I have seen in a while. Now, cringy is a word that the kids use. If you're not a kid, you want to youth up your slang, your vernacular. Say that. This is cringy. This is that that congressman who pretends to be a woman named Sarah McBride, and he's running through the halls of Congress, through the halls of the House of Representatives there, making a little video. You see, all of the Democrats in elected positions of today, almost all of them, are just they're just dying to be theater kids, or they were theater kids, and they never really made it. So they're all just trying to perform all the time. They're just putting on a show, which is fine if you're not an elected official at one of the highest offices in the land. So you already have this guy who's not all there mentally because he believes that he is a woman, and now he's running through making videos trying to be funny about the shutdown. Listen.
Barreling towards a shutdown. All my Democratic colleagues are here. I'm going to go search for my Republican colleagues. Republicans.
Hello.
Republicans. Y'all know there's a government shutdown. Republicans. Anyone here? Is Mike Johnson in here? Let's see if some Republicans are in here. Are there any Republicans in here? Hello? Republicans? No Republicans here. They left a mess and left town.
That's enough. No
Republicans.
See what I mean? What are we doing? What are we doing in our House of Representatives? The government is shut down because the Republicans wanted to continue funding the government as it was being funded through a bill that was passed legitimately with the votes in Congress, the big, beautiful bill. The Democrats want to take away the things that the big, beautiful bill changed, and they want some $1 trillion more dollars in spending on things that they know Republicans or anybody with the, you know, that actually cares about the country would not be agreeing to, because the Democrats are they're really bad performers, you know? And people are starting to see that more and more, that they're just cringy when they get out and they start trying to get all dramatic, and they're just playing the part of people who care. And they've gone overboard. They're so far to the radical right, radical left, that they have they've just made fools of themselves. I mean, the government, you know, when there was a government shutdown, it used to be just, you know, people would say that and everybody would go, oh my God, can you believe it? It was the number one thing people were talking about. What's going to happen? What about these people? And what are they going to do? What are we going to do? You know what the big thing about the government shutdown was today? All of the memes putting sombreros and mustaches and mariachi bands on Hakeem Big Sleepy Jeffries. That's got to eat them up. It has to eat them up. I'm not panicked about it. My wife asked me, what's going on with the government shutdown? I don't know. But you see, the Democrats, I think, hopefully the Communocrats have gone to the well too often, to where people do know what they're about. And then that, you know, the meme, that the AI meme yesterday, that was the thing that kicked it off so hard, where the AI had Chuck Schumer saying, nobody likes us anymore. Black people don't even want to vote for us. So we're trying to pass all of this, you know, get all of this taxpayer money for illegal aliens because we, you know, maybe we can get them to vote for us. And which is true. I mean, that's what they want. That's why the border has been open under Democrat rule. The Democrats need a permanent underclass to vote for them and to not ask questions. That's the only way Democrats are successful, because they don't have the ideas that work. They don't have ideas that benefit, if they were enacted, would benefit the majority of Americans. Their ideas benefit them, the powers that be. And I'm hoping that this is a sign that people are getting more and more hip to that. That they're a bunch of liars and clowns and dorks. I mean, this guy, Sarah McBride, is just a dork. Outside of all the other stuff, you know, pretending to be a woman, being a Democrat, all that, he's just a dork. Because only a dork would put out that video. A dweeb. A nerd. And I can say that because I'm America's coolest conservative. So I know a dweeb and a dork when I see one. And Sarah McBride is a dork dweeb. All right. We got more coming up. Hold on.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
I don't know a lot about that Talktober thing because, you know, I work at night where nobody listens or anything, and I'm never privy to the important information that the other hosts get to talk about and get informed on. I mean, I'm not saying it because I'm bitter. I mean, I get it. Low man on the totem pole thing, or like no man on the totem pole is more like it. But I did hear from some of the people in the building that are here whenever I'm here, I guess that feel sorry for me and decided to let me in on a little bit of something. They say that the last, like the everything is building with that until the last edition of Talktoberfest at the end of the month. That last Sunday is when, like, the whole month will be building toward the grand finale of the two hosts that will be on that night, that last Sunday night. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I don't know who those two are. Like I said, they don't tell me about any stuff because it doesn't matter. They don't even trust me to read little promotional announcements and things. I'll be on an email chain with the whole staff that says we need to read these and make sure that we're hitting this and hitting that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'll ask, hey, where I know we're supposed to be talking about this once an hour, this promotion and everything. They'll go, well, that's not you. Now that they cut that off, you know, before your show. You don't have to do that. I'm like, okay, well. So I'm not exactly sure what the lineup is or who is going to be the last two. I just heard rumors around the building of the few people that are here at the time that I am, that all the hosts that go before the last episode are would be considered like the opening act of the final episode, like the warm-up shows, you know, like, you know how they send somebody out to warm up the crowd before the headliner comes on. That's what those are going to be leading up to the last show. So I guess they'll let me know where I'm supposed to be and when, you know, probably just send me a text. Oh, by the way, you're supposed to be doing this tonight, whatever night that is. I bet I'm the only one that doesn't know, huh? You probably know, don't you?
I know.
But you can't. They told you not to tell me, didn't they? Say, leave him out of it. It's none of his business. He's the late live and local guy.
If you don't tell anybody.
Forget the fact that I'm the most decorated radio personality on this station. The most highly respected in the industry, nation, nay, worldwide.
You hear me?
I mean, all you got to do is juggle me. You'll see, you know, all my accolades and everything just pow, 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 popping up like a slot machine. But they don't trust me to tell me I'm not important enough to know any of the promotional information. That's all right, though. That's all right. I get it. They don't know me. But I'm looking forward to hearing all of it. That'll be fun. Something disturbing that's going on in the UK. The UK is just unrecognizable now. Not just London either. London Stan, you know, the whole country of England and the rest of the UK, they've gone berserk. There's an article in the New York Post. It says the UK Health Agency cites the benefits of first cousin marriage in a bizarre report. Unsurprisingly, sparks outrage. Okay, so what this all boils down to, so I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but in the UK, they have so many immigrants from places in the world that practice marrying first cousins to now, in order to make it seem normal, because they don't want to seem like they're coming, you know, down or shunning anyone. It's a woke political correctness thing. They're jumping through hoops trying to figure out a way to make people think that it's okay. Oh, hey, all this stuff that you've heard about the risks of having children with a close relative, like a first cousin, forget about that. There are actually benefits to doing it. It's sick. It's sick. I don't know what this note means. Is that, that's not really him? Okay, well, I don't know that person needs to be imitating and being an imposter. There's a guy on the phone, somebody on the phone being an imposter of a famous person, and I don't know that, and I want to get into that. But anyway, you know, I cringe at the thought of what will be, what will become of society the more people try to jump through hoops to change into a culture that doesn't fit with the country that they're in. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you see these videos and all over the place where big cities in the United States shut down. So all of these people from the Middle East can take over the streets and everything and do, you know, the things that they did in their country. They come here and instead of assimilating, they just try to take it over, and they're being allowed to take over these major cities in America like New York and Minneapolis and so forth. You know, we have a culture. I say this all the time. The United States is a melting pot, yes, but the United States itself has a culture. And you know what? That culture has been the beacon of prosperity for the world. Not just prosperity, but goodness and prosperity. And the more that, you know, these weaselly Americans don't stand up for our culture and just turn it over to people who are newly in this country and they're just trying to say our way is better than your way. We're like, well, no, I don't think it is. I think it's been proven that it's not. Because if you think that this is going to just stay in the UK, things like this, where you got people in the healthcare industry saying that inbreeding is good because they don't want to seem like they're being offensive to the other cultures. Wait, I just don't get how obtuse people can be. You know, it's like President Trump saying your countries are committing suicide by turning over all aspects of what you are in a westernized society to people who don't assimilate to become what your society is. If you come into the United States of America the right way, and you come here because you want to be an American, oh my God, please, we need you and we want you. But if you come into the United States and you want to be exactly what you were in the country that you left or the country you escaped, and you want everybody else to go along with what the way you want to live like you did in your old country? No. No, we have a country. And we've been running it, you know, better than anybody else's country in history. And it's about time we started letting people know. Because if we don't, then our kids and grandkids they're not going to have an America. They're not going to have the United States of America. They may be on the land, but it's not going to be even close to a great place for them to thrive or even be happy. But that's what leftists do. They spread misery. Everything that they touch leads to misery. Leftists. Ugh. All right, we have to take a break. One segment left, and we are going to, just slam into that. Don't miss it. Coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the DJ Richie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
I was watching the news today, and I saw somebody asking Nancy Pelosi some stuff, and I thought that old lady was going to swing on that reporter. I mean, I really thought she was about to try to punch her. Because the reporter said that from what we understand, AOC is in charge of this, meaning leading the Republicans in the Democrats in the shutdown. And Pelosi did not like that. Queen Bee did not like it. She said, "Well, I mean, she's wonderful, but no, she is not in Speaker Jeffries is in charge of people who with more experience." And they're saying that she's in charge. Well, the Republicans are saying that, but she is definitely not in charge. Like, how dare you say that? Man. They're all a bunch of freaks. Oh, let me tell you something else that I found that just proves that people on the left are just wackos in Hollywood, I mean, everybody in Hollywood. Where did that story go? I don't even necessarily need to have the story pulled up in front of me. I can remember it. Okay. There is an actress named Kristen Bell, and Kristen Bell is, in a celebrity, couple marriage. She's in a celebrity marriage. She's married to a guy named Dax Shepard. Now, Dax Shepard, became known. He got his big break as an actor, when Ashton Kutcher used to do a show on MTV called Punked. He was the actor that would, you know, go around and play the practical jokes on whatever celebrities that Ashton Kutcher had set up. And he was great. He's still great. He's a good actor. I like him. Don't have anything against him. And I like her. She's adorable. Oh my God, is she adorable, y'all. She's tiny, like a little Polly Pocket. You just put her in your pocket, walk around with it. Just a tiny little thing. Just a tiny little thing. But I don't know what it is about these celebrities that when they get on a podcast with somebody, they start talking about the intimate details of their sex lives. You know, I don't know whether, and it's mainly the women, I don't know whether they think that makes them seem cool or edgy or what. I tell you, one of the worst, though, is that Kelly Ripa. She's always talking about her sex life with her husband. And they're a celebrity couple, too. They host the show together now. They host the Regis and Kathy Lee show. But Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard have been married a long time, and they're one of those Hollywood couples that you look at and go, well, they've stayed together for a long time. They are, you know, whatever. She's on this podcast and says that she wishes she would have had sex with a lot more men before she married her husband. Like, I wish I would have, you know, basically slept around a lot more before I met Dax and fell in love with him and married him. What? Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in, you know, you got your little couple friends together, and one of the wives says that? Would you be, what are you talking about? And I think he's just like, yeah, she always says that, you know, she wish she would have gotten around more, slept around more. Why? If I heard my wife say that, I would be so disappointed. I'd be like, what kind of woman did I marry? I don't know whether they just do that when they get on these podcasts and stuff, and they just try to be, you know, like I said, they're trying to come off as edgy, or they really do. Or, I mean, but I don't have any reason to doubt that they really believe these things, because they're Hollywood people. They're the most dysfunctional cult group of people in our society, I think. And I like this couple, you know, especially for Hollywood couples. You know, I'm not a big fan of celebrities in general, but I like them. That's just weird to me. They're not normal. They're not normal people, for sure. I can just imagine we get together with the women in my wife's Bible study class and their husbands. We do that sometimes. That coach Matt Doherty is in that group. You know, he's on here with Mr. Winterbull all the time. I can't imagine any of the wives just saying, you know, before I met my husband, I wish I would have slept around with a lot more guys. Is that a feminist thing where they say stuff like that because they're trying to say, oh, men, you know, brag about their conquests and everything. You know, we're just showing that we're equal with men. You know, it's girl power kind of thing. Whatever they can do, why can't we do it? Not realizing, you see, and that's the trick that feminism has played on women throughout the years. It's made women, in a lot of cases, go out of their way to prove something, and what they're doing is they're making themselves look bad. You know, in the name of woman power, you know. We expect more out of women in our society than we do men. And I mean, expect women to be better people than men most of the time. But feminism will ruin that. Remember what I always say. Nobody likes a feminist, even other feminists. So do feminists really have true friends? I guess we will never know. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow. Remember, God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.